All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and it's that moment you've all been waiting for. We are going to bring down the presidency. Not this one, but Transmetropolitan is back. I know we had that little month of love, but the love is over, the love is soured, and we are into March degeneracy. And there's no one more degenerate than Spider, so let's go ahead and get started. Written by Warren Ellis, illustrated by Derek Robertson and Rodney Ramos. Business. Business? Business. Yeah, sure. Oh. Business? No. How old are you? 16. Right. I've got sores older than you. I think I do too. Come on. I'll buy you some food and you can talk to me. Fair deal? Can we go to Long Pig? They have the toys. You can let yourself forget that they're just kids so easily. I don't remember Christmas. I cussed by accident, know what I mean? But my mom, she just fucking shrieked and put shit down my throat. Soap, washing blocks, vinegar oil. How'd you end up working the street? My mom said I raped my sister, but I didn't. I just touched her and then we fell asleep. That's when I got taken into care. Haven't known my mom since. She don't want to know me no more. Haven't seen my sister either. She was 7 then. I got 2 sisters and 8 brothers. 8? Yeah, I think I got 8 brothers and 4 dads. My last dad fucked me up with a chisel for cussing. He was weird. Mom just watched. My back looks like a railroad track. So they put you in a children's home? What was that like? Been there a week when this big kid traps me in a laundry closet and does it to me from behind. He locked the door and braced shit up against it and did it all to me. The staff went apeshit, had to laser out the lock and kick in a window to get him off me. Must have looked fucking funny, Matt. After that, he did it to me all the time and I just let him. What the fuck, you know? What you gonna do? He was 15, you know, big kid. How old are you? 11. I was 9 then. Fuck. Eventually he took me way downtown, Electric Gap and round there, and told me to get some money for him. I said, you know how the fuck I'm gonna do that? He said, see that old guy there? You walk up to him and you say, business. And he'll tell you what to do. $50. What I do now is like a hand job for 20 and put it between the tops of my legs for 40. I don't do nothing else. Life's too short, you know? Luke, what's your story? Luke? Can we get out of here? We're in the same home together. I thought you were on the street. Nah, we go back there to sleep and stuff sometimes. But it ain't, you know, safe. Come on. Come on where? You're famous, man. Want people to see me with you? You're up for it, right? Sure. Where are we going? K Road. What's on the K Road? The people we know, man, from the homes. Lots of us need money for smokes and shit. He looks different in the... Yeah, that... Doesn't look like a kid now. Damn, weird. God damn, they had fucking child hookers. This is crazy, dude. Fuck off, Matt. 30 for French and sex. 30? Okay, 25. That's not what I meant. Do I know you? You know, it's just occurred to me that I should really get off the street. Yeah, definitely. Come on, I'll buy you a drink and pay you to talk to me. How much? Hey, where'd Matt and Luke... Shit. Oh, those two are terrible. God knows what they think they need the money for. Drugs? Oh, they get fucked up a lot, sure, but who don't? You tell me. You tell me. Are you using? We're all using, dear. Oh, except her. Ha. Who's that? Tamika's mom. She knows she can't stop Tamika working, but she thinks she can do more than just sit at home, you know? So she keeps Tam company between jobs and writes down the license plate numbers of the cars she gets into. I've been thinking about this. I've been working since I was 11. I never got math, but see, I make at least 30 bucks per John. I do at least 25 a week. Jesus Christ. I know that because I make at least 750 bucks a week. That means I've been with nearly 4,000 guys. Jesus Christ. Almighty, that is despicable. Can you imagine a world like this? I hope it really never gets to this. That's terror. No, we're here. Okay. I'm going to remind you guys. I did a show with Empress about young teenage girls under the age of 16 or even younger, that were outside, prostituting outside of a Catholic school in California. Real. Okay, when you look at it, a comic book in 98, when this shit came out, 98-ish something, 99, 2000, whatever. You're like, that's ridiculous. I hope society doesn't get, it was supposed to be exaggerated. But now, that is real. There's literally girls that young doing this. For real. And it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be happening. This is not a good thing. Like, we fucked up, There's that little thing where they show the ape evolving into the man. It said, hold on. We fucked up a little bit. We gotta go back. This isn't what we wanted. I don't know what happened, but this is not what we wanted. That should be a thing to comics and outrage. Like, oh my god, that's horrible that she would have to do that. But unfortunately, she is now a real fucking human being. And it's ridiculous. Right here in the United States of America, this is going on. Not in a third world country where it's despicable, should be despicable. Over there, this is going on in the U.S. And they were blocking people's streets. People couldn't get... They were blocking people's driveways, rather. They couldn't get to their house. They couldn't... imagine you've got your car and you're trying to pull into your driveway because you've had a long day of work and you're ready to go home. You can't get your car in the driveway because there's a child hooker standing out there. It's ridiculous. Again, watch the show that me and Empress and DP did about this. I was livid, and I'm extremely livid, because I'm seeing this, and again, it's not supposed to be prophetic, Warren Ellis. It's not supposed to be prophecy. This should not be happening. But Warren got it right. I mean, the world may hate him, but he knew his shit. Unfortunately. You're 14. Exactly the age that they said some of those girls were. Exactly the age. This is no longer... I want you guys to understand this again. This is no longer just a comic book exaggeration. This is happening in California. Right now. So... You're from a children's home? Yeah, got taken into care when I was 10. Mom and Dad, they drank and stuff. I remember one time Dad broke Mom's nose for finishing the last of the vodka with some neighbor guy. So she got a gun and shot him. But she was so fucked up, she shot him in the elbow. I mean, who the fuck shoots someone in the elbow? In the end, they were both dying on their feet. Split up, sat me down, and told me they couldn't take care of me no more. I remember this little rat jumped out of the biggest hole in the sofa when I sat down. Pretty black eyes. So I got put in a home. First night I was there, I got the shit kicked out of me by the other kids. Next morning, I had my first period. I ran off a few times, got brought back. Started just staying away all day and going back at nights. Met Natalie, she's 18. She said she knew how I could earn some money. That's how it fucking starts, isn't it? I thought, that might fuck with the social workers enough they'd leave me alone. I puked on my first John, right where you wouldn't want me to puke too. Natalie beat the shit out of me. But the second one was easy. Moved in with Natalie after that. The social workers come and try to take me back and give me leaflets about diseases and shit, Can I have another? I'm Bill Rose. Welcome to the Wrongy Children's Home. I run it, apparently. Come on in. Coffee? Sure. Brave man, I understand you're here to do a story on my home, Mr. Jerusalem. No, I want to do a piece on the kids I met tonight, and others like them. Child prostitutes. At least three of them emanate from this home. But I know damn well they're not all from here. I want to get your perspective on them. Perspective? It's fucked is what my perspective is. Yeah, that's mine too! We share the same perspective, sir. But I want you to talk about it. It's the best thing you could do for me and them. You see, it's the easiest thing in the world to gloss over because it's the last thing any of us wants to know, but that does no one any good. I tried doing a story about this before, but it didn't get spiked exactly. I was ahead of deadlines. They had other columns in hand. It just got somehow lost in the shuffle. Like you say, it's the thing no one wants to talk about, which is exactly why it should be talked about. I can say what I want, when I want now. So I even have to make even more certain than before. I have to make sure I'm saying something worth saying. Otherwise, I'm just jerking off. So how does it happen? I mean, these kids selling themselves on the streets is just part of it. Emotionally, they're dead, at best disconnected. Where does this start? Not here. We'd all like someone to blame, you know. The cops sweep the area every now and then. The girls get picked up for soliciting. The boys for importuning. They go through the system. But because the kids are already maintained by the state, they get routed back here. And the cops come back too and tell us to do something. But how am I supposed to stop them going out the door? Chop their legs off? Excuse me. The cops try putting them in court and fining them. So the kids stay out twice as long to sell themselves twice as long to pay off the fines. I've tried talking to Vice, but you know what the Vice cops said? They're test hunt pedophile rings this year, not child prostitutes. That sounds like Vice! It ends up here, but where does it start? My home and all the others like it contain the most damaged, deprived, depraved, and delinquent children in the city. But we're the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. We pick them up once the damage has already been done to them. Special People's Club, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. These aren't child prostitutes in the classic old sense, doing it for food, money, and shelter to live. Us and the cops and the churches in the state are tripping over each other trying to give them everything they need. These kids make hundreds of dollars a week. They spend it on luxuries. Some of them maintain apartments. Look at her. Therese, we just got her back. She's a crack addict, child prostitute, rape victim, 5-time assault victim, attempted murder victim. She'll be on the K Road tomorrow night. I caught 2 kids working her over last year. I mean, really going for it, kicking the shit out of her. She was on the floor, fetal, completely serene. Tears streaming down her face, but completely... let's try that whole fucking thing again. She was on the floor, fetal, completely serene. Tears streaming down her face, but completely expressionless. These kids don't feel anything. They've learned not to feel anything. And because they don't feel anything, they can pretend to be adults and cope with the pain the game brings. They can be fucked half to death in the back of a family car and call it affection or business. Deal with everything in terms of money and power because they come from lives without money where they were powerless and hurt. Everyone's looking for someone to blame. Society, culture, Hollywood, predators, looking everywhere but the right place. Children are very simple, Mr. Jerusalem. Very easy devices to break or assemble wrong. You want to know who did this to these kids? Only their parents. Facts. That's the thing no one wants to hear. Every time you stop thinking about how you're treating your kid, you make one of these. It really is as simple as that. It's got nothing to do with poverty or the failure of society or any of that. It's got everything to do with the responsibility of making a human. Yes. Why are your kids selling themselves on the streets? Because you completely fucked up the job of raising them. Facts. That's what no one wants to hear. That's why we can't blame anything outside our houses. And every time we say and do otherwise, we make more kids like that over there. Business? Fuck, was that hard. That was really rough. What the hell is going on here? The green people are street vessels used by the United Nations to prepare for a total takeover of the United States. The privately held property inside the United States would be internationalized, the citizens' weapons confiscated, and children gang raped if we allow them to continue their covert operations. We've been softened for decades. The continual dumbing down of our education system and the increasing banality of popular culture are just two trends we can trace to a sixth source. That source is Welsh people. This is sounding familiar, but let's just take the Welsh out of the equation and put somebody else that people talk about an awful lot on this here site. They are right out in the open. Society's become so Welsh that most people do not recognize Welshness when they step in it. Like my mother's lawyer, fucking Welsh bastard. I first bumped into the American Unseen Society when I was 28. Or should I say that it bumped into me? What it did to me at 28 years of age was to make me crazy and drive me into a psych ward at a hospital in Helena, Montana. I am diagnosed by the doctors as having schizophrenia due to my bump with the secret society. And now I'm now permanently disabled, unable to work, living off disability pensions, which support my son and myself. You think I'm crazy? There can't be an invisible society. Wrong. You should ask all the people who are sitting in mental institutions who have had their brains smashed by them on purpose and placed into institutions to shut them up. They love for people who have discovered them to be so scared of them that they just hide forever, or just sit in a chair all doped up on antipsychotic meds forever until they die. And if I try to expose them, they'll make me crazy again or have me arrested or send me blind. I'm really afraid for my son. The moon was brought here 12,113 years ago, and what we now... Let's try that one again. Maybe I should read this like Alex Jones. And what we know is the month of April. It came here as a base, carrying extraterrestrials coming here to colonize. Many of what is left on them are living underground on Earth, 100 miles beneath the surface. The beings that brought this satellite in orbit around Earth are responsible for over 31,000 human children disappearing from the surface of the Earth. Over 100,000 children per year are vanishing from the surface of the Earth, and the world governments know about this. They know. The United States government has 23 of its own disks stationed on the moon. Moon astronauts are told to shut up and not say anything, or their children would be taken. The gravity on the bottom of Copernicus Crater is equal to that in Chicago, Illinois. The moon humans are DNA-reclaimed Aryans. They're with aliens, governing us. They fuck. 4 years ago, while finishing at the Fourth Canal, I was assaulted by the president who was visiting the city. 2 years ago, the FBI assaulted me and tied me down and forcefully inserted a plastic tube in my penis. They injected AIDS, VD, gonorrhea, and gorilla germs into me. When I got out of jail, they manipulated my mind so that I tried to commit suicide in my own bathtub with salt and electric wires. ATF agents paid my sister to put me in a mental asylum where they hooked a computer up to my head that was supposed to destroy my brain. Other ATF agents took my image and made an animal out of it. They took all my other images and turned them into gay people and food. They took my soul away from me and my brain cells out of my head, trapping me in a doll. The Messiah wanted me to be his son and ordered me to be the king of this country. The ATF burned the Messiah's people. Others they turned into half men, half women. They have turned people into audio tapes and people have been reborn from their asses. I am in this world from another world that has been burned. I am the only one who can save this world before it's too late. They put me away for killing the trees. See, there is a building in the Arctic full of science dudes that make an assload of oxygen every day. They take water molecules and cut off the hydrogen atoms until all that's left is oxygen. They throw it out the window, and since there is a lot of wind in the Arctic, the oxygen flows real fast to us and we breathe it. The trees really fucking hate this. I mean, they make the air for us all the fucking time, and now we don't need them? That pissed you off, right? So now it's starting. Trees fall on dudes' cars and shit. Dudes huff and puff about their cars and use up air. And the trees stop making air. I think you get my drift. Dogs piss on trees because they can sense the evil. I want to ban pornography with a 10-year prison term for viewing or participating in pornography. And 5 years for oral sex and 20 for being a lesbian, too.
I am in favor of the death penalty for murder, including performing an abortion, attempted murder, rape, incest, pedophilia, child molestation, bestiality, treason, spying against the state, espionage, drug dealing, armed robbery, and having sex in the house of your someone's mother. I'm also against homosexuality, and I believe homosexuals ought to be put in mental hospitals before they degenerate society and our children's morals ever further. I also believe any of the children in the custody of homosexuals ought to be taken away immediately, even if she's your mother. Let a woman learn in silence, with all submissiveness. I permit no woman to have authority over men. She's to keep silent, for Adam was first formed first, and Eve. Oh, hold on, this is the Bible here. This is the Bible. Let a woman learn in silence with all submissiveness. I permit no woman to have authority over men. She is to keep silent, for Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Yet a woman would be saved through bearing children if she continues in faith and love and holiness with modesty. Modesty is what he said, guys. That's what they said there. Modesty. We don't have that no more. Hell no. I guess that means she don't need to be saved. What was it, J. Cole? I think J. Cole said that. 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 11 to 15. This, it says Wang Mental Hospital. It wasn't free. It was free, rather. Okay.
My wife melted with my equals Christ. Soul for we each took the, oh, okay.
This is a little different. We're not gonna Alex Jones this one. My wife melted with my equals Christ soul for the... For we each took the holy sacrament of 800 micrograms of LSD, so eternally joined under the sight of my Father, the Lord God, and me, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Laura. She's one of the wonders of the world, and an archangel, as well as being my Christ's wife. Huh? Her place is with me as her sole, actual, legitimate, holy, eternal, pure, and real husband. And I will not save you unless she changes back to the way she was during our 18-month courtship and 2.5 months of marriage. Before Satan took her and mind-smashed her into having nothing to do with me. Remember, soul, her actual, real husband. The fuck? Then sold her to some rich dick exec for breeding and vile sex things. And I demand the return of you in the 28 years and 5 months since you left lost and raped away from me. Her parents wanted her to be well married and rich and told me to fuck off and die, but just one of my ideas about children would earn $1 trillion. And how could she do better than being Christ's wife anyway?
I knew it was coming, sure. I found out about the beaming devices, you see. I knew when they were passing the telepathy beams over our block. It's an itch you get at the base of your skull. The lizard brain reacts to the telepathic burglary. I started keeping a diary of the times they swept the block. I guess it's what caught their attention. They started following me. You could tell them because their eyes reflect silver. It's an identification baffler. You could read about it in the security magazines. It didn't scare me, or at least it didn't scare me enough to stop. So I knew it was coming. I warned my girlfriend. I warned the neighbors. And they told me I was crazy. I mean, everyone said I was nuts. Even I started to wonder, am I worrying for nothing? Then we got home one night from the movies and found the place blown apart. But the only thing missing was my diary. And I thought, thank God, you know, I'm not crazy. There is a reason.
Wow. What a hell of a fucking issue. More crazy people on the street than there used to be. I mean, there's always been crazy people on the street. This is nothing new. But in some districts, the population is getting denser. The districts most of you don't go to, of course. Here's how it works. Mental hospitals are expensive places to run. Most mentally ill people either start out poor or quickly become poor. Therefore, their care becomes a cost to the state. And the state don't like that. Oh no. So here in the city, the mental hospital goes to the civic center and says we can't afford the bed for mad person A. In fact, it'd be cheaper to put mad person A in a hostel or a hostel or a rented room than to maintain them here. Give us permission to ship mad person A the hell out of here. This program is called Care in the Community. As you can see, it's working wonderfully. I first noticed how deep the transitioning of mental patients from institutions to the street had become when I saw a bunch of revival bashers working over a guy outside a drugstore.
Except it wasn't Revival they were beating up. Excuse me, it wasn't a Revival they were beating up. It was some poor bastard with a head full of busted wiring who started jabbering about God and the devil. Weirdest thing, he was probably the bravest guy I ever met. He believed in, I mean absolutely believed in, experience God and the devil were talking to him. They were constantly talking to him to try and make him do things. Like what? Like trying to make him throw himself in front of a car to protect a bug from its wheels. Like trying to make him take a shit in a momentarily unattended baby carriage. Can you even imagine what that's like? God and the devil were speaking to him is every waking second. And he spent every second he was alive trying to fend them off. Spending your whole life fighting to do what's right. Hardly news. Worth doing a column on? He can write what he wants. I mean, that was the point of going indie, right? Quit giving him a hard time. Hey, if I don't give him a hard time, no one will. And if no one works to contain his ego, I'll be back to him dressing as a pervo pharaoh demanding the complete strangers help him build his pyramid. And you know which pyramid I mean. No, seriously. What are you actually achieving here, Spider? Walk with me, filthy assistants. There was this older guy and he smelled of rubber and something. Rubber, latex, and something medicated. And a younger guy, comms tattoo, behind his left ear. Okay. I'm good. Alright. There was this older guy smelled of rubber and something. Rubber, latex, and something medicated. And a younger guy, comms tattoo behind his left ear. I read all about comms tattoos. You can't cover them up. They glow through almost anything. You have to wear what they used to call a blur suit. The older guy didn't want to be there. Said he was going to start being on TV soon and shit. Said the younger guy was their man on the ground in the city to do shit for them, and this wasn't right. Younger guy made a lot of authority noises. I reckon he was New World Order, see? Here to watch us. I wish they didn't all fucking watch us. The older guy, was this him? Yeah. Whose face did you show her? Alan shocked. Jesus Christ, he was on the street looking for Vita Severin's assassin. I mean, we already heard that a Revival did the hit. This is confirmation. And of course, it's completely fucking useless. Because the only witnesses were mad people. As Shacked and the Smiler knew it would be. Oh, well, I did that a little backwards, but that's alright. And of course, it's completely fucking useless as Shacked and the Smiler knew it would be. Because the only witnesses were mad people. The bastard. You know, if there's one thing that generally frightens me, it's that I won't get to finish this. He's not well. I've been covering it. But he's definitely having blackouts. What do you want to do? Right now? Nothing. You can't talk the bastard out about this sort of thing. You know that. He can't be questioned, you know? Is it the drugs? He hits them hard sometimes. He doesn't take repair courses or give his body much time to cope. That's what's bugging me. I don't think it's the drugs, or at least not just the drugs. I'm starting to think he's genuinely ill. You're starting to talk like him, you know that? Horse shit. So now what? Now I write. Gloriously. About mad people in the street, and the stories they have, and the system that put them there. But mostly the stories. It's the stories that make it real. You have to understand that the care system of the country cannot be taken for granted. It is not American to swaddle you in cotton wool from cradle to grave. It is the mark of a mature country that you, too, take responsibility for your life and the lives of those around you. We are not big government. We do not own you. These streets are your streets. Therefore, it is you and your greatness as Americans who must care for your streets and the people on them. Care for your community, because we can't do it for you. I'm Spider Jerusalem. My name was apparently supposed to be Django Heraclitus Jerusalem, but I came out a skinny baby and my mother had very bad eyesight and three different neurological difficulties at the time, so Spider it was. I'm a journalist. It's my job to tell you where I think I am today and what I think it looks like. Today I'm in a place where mentally ill people are dumped out of the care they need onto the poverty area streets that you never see, unless you're out collecting garbage for your makers. These are their stories, and when you ask yourself how this could have come to pass, understand, there is a reason. Alright, guys. So that's gonna be it for now. Sorry, I had a brief moment of anxiety. I don't know. Sometimes that happens. It's weird. It happens. I have general anxiety disorder, so had to stand up a little bit, drink some water. Things seem to be okay now. It just happens. Shaking a bit, but it's weird, dude. It just... anxiety is the most bizarre shit ever. You just get it. I don't even have anything to be anxious about. Like, everything's been cool. Everything's been alright. Had a hard day at work, but other than that, things have been alright. Not really freaking out about anything. Maybe I overexerted myself, but, you know, I overexert myself a lot on shows and stuff. I don't know. At any rate, this was a hell of a fucking thing. Maybe it was just, you know what? Maybe it was just all this. Just all the craziness that, you know. But at any rate, yeah, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Transmetropolitan.